Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the DDP. We're working through some of the statements from the 13th chapter of Ephesians 4, the things that the church, the fivefold ministry, are going to have to see come out of the church. And one of those is the perfect man, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, some would argue that we already have the perfect man because of Christ in us. He is the perfect man. But remember, we're talking about the church coming into a unified state to representing the perfect man. And now, I don't think this means some form of sinless perfection whereby someday no one will ever fail again in the church. And then when that happens, then it's the consummation of all things. I don't think that's what Paul's saying. But it's the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I like how I heard one Christian author say it. We have to come to the place where the shoulders can hold the head. And of course, the head of the church is Christ. And so what they meant was we have to come to the place where the church can easily support who Christ is. Now, I don't know if that's the right terminology, but it made sense to me. And it gives me the chance to talk a little bit about the hope of righteousness that we have. While we believe we are righteous based upon His finished work, He was made to be sin. We are made to be righteous. What I know as well is that I have issues and I have problems, and I've got a good feeling you do too. And it doesn't mean we're not His righteousness. It means that we walk by faith and we believe that His grace is sufficient for all of our quote-unquote thorns in the flesh. And to be honest, if we didn't have any of those thorns in the flesh, it's not that we would get cocky. It's that we wouldn't live by faith anymore. We would already have everything licked. And it's very important for us to realize that the walk that we have with the Lord is a walk of faith. We're going to have to live this thing by faith. And one of the reasons we're going to have to live by faith is we're going to see things in our lives that do not look like the righteousness of God. And we're going to wonder, how is it that I'm righteous? It's in those moments you're going to have to live by faith. Sometimes we think living by faith just means I don't have enough money in my paycheck to pay my bills. I'm just going to have to live by faith that God's going to help me pay them. Well, that's one way of looking at it, but that's a very thin definition of faith. It just says that God will give me money if I don't have enough. Faith is a whole lot more than that, and it's a whole lot more necessary in other areas of our lives than just money. And so the life of faith is realizing that I have deficiencies and issues and problems. It's not a lack of faith to say I have problems. I know some Christians that will never talk about problems because they think that they're putting emphasis on the problems and they're not speaking faith. That's silly. I mean, I've always thought, what if Jesus, when he asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus had said, nothing, I'm fine. Well, that would have been dumb. Bartimaeus had a chance to be healed. He said, I'm blind, I want my sight. And so there's something to be said for realizing my issues and then realizing that he's able to take care of them. And I think when the church gets to where we do that, we'll start to come into the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ. Tomorrow we're going to talk about verse 14. Sneak ahead, Ephesians 4:14, about no longer being children. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.